This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Hackers stole personal student and employee data from a University of Colorado vendor in January and are holding it for ransom. CPR's Paulo Schalzeda has more.
Over 300,000 files with personal information were compromised in a cyber attack on Acceleon, a file sharing service used by the CU system. On advice of the FBI, CU will not pay the ransom. Students, faculty, and staff affected will be notified next week. They'll receive free identity theft and fraud monitoring services. Compromised data includes visa status, medical information, and in limited cases, social security numbers. I'm Paulo Schalzeda, CPR News.
The number of COVID outbreaks in Colorado schools decreased last week, but they did force four Douglas County schools to resume remote learning. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Two middle and two high schools reported multiple outbreaks, forcing them to quarantine a large number of students. The state health department's Therese Pilonetti says there were more COVID infections among staff early on in the pandemic.
And now we're seeing more and more students. And I do think that could be associated with more and more older students going back to in-person learning.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been 604 confirmed COVID outbreaks in Colorado schools and 3,300 confirmed cases. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
All active duty service members can get a COVID vaccine at Fort Carson starting today. Coming up on the program, Amazon warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama won't be forming a union. That means Amazon has withstood the largest union push yet and avoided the prospect of its first unionized warehouse in the U.S. That's next on All Things Considered. Teachers across Colorado have had an exhausting and stressful year that has taken a toll on their mental health.
There's this fear of the unknown. There's these high expectations for yourself and from others.
As they gear up for the final push of the school year, anxiety for some teachers has shifted.
Now it seems to be more, I'm kind of numb. I really just don't care.
CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine tells us about two teachers who reached out for help. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Red flag warning till 8 tonight for Pueblo. It's 59 degrees in Pueblo. Denver, 49 degrees. This is CPR News.